Hi, my name is Scott Hogel, Senior Vice President of Sales for iHeartMedia and best-selling author of Persuade. You are about to listen to a life-changing narration of The Goals Program, originally presented as a live seminar by Zig Ziglar in his How to Stay Motivated program. I was honored when Made for Success asked me to record The Goals Program audiobook, marking one of the most important goal-setting messages of this generation. As a leader, teacher, and student of goal-setting, I believe you are about to embark on one of the most significant goal-setting programs on the planet. To quote Zig, it is not what you get out of this book that will surprise you, but what this book gets out of you. The Goals Program can literally change the trajectory of your life if you let it. No matter how young or old you are, or what season of life you find yourself in as you listen to this program, just as purpose is seasonal, so are goals, and they need to be updated regularly. My hope is that you are inspired to set and revisit the goals for your life. To see the legendary Zig Ziglar deliver his goal-setting message from the stage was a transformational experience for tens of thousands of people before he passed away in 2012. Zig aimed to help people achieve success in their careers and personal lives while sharing his faith unabashedly. Zig presented alongside world leaders including U.S. presidents and the British Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher. As a career professional in the radio industry, I am excited about contributing to your success journey with this audiobook recording. Please sit back, relax, and enjoy Zig's timeless approach to helping millions of people successfully achieve their goals. Chapter 1, You and Your Goals Program. In 1920, Stanford University embarked on a study of 1,440 genius-level youngsters, following them throughout their lives. When the man who initially did the research retired, they simply passed it on to his associate in the department. Here's what they discovered. Those who became outstanding successes were not successful because of their genius. They were successful because they were able to focus on what was important and persisted until they reached it. You don't have to be a genius to do that. Lots of people have individual goals, but very few have goals programs. Several years ago, I was speaking up at the Pacific Northwest, not far from Portland, Oregon. I was presenting to the Northwestern Lumbermen's Association. Now, as my granddaughter would say, this was in the olden days. You can likely imagine what the lumberjacks looked like. They were big dudes. They all looked like they could have been playing defense for the Cowboys. The man in charge said, Zig, these people like to hear a lot of stories and jokes, so be sure to keep their attention. With that in mind, I went off full speed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?